News Talk ZB, it is now 6:17 after the news at 6:30. Paul Bowden, Economic Development Manager at the South Waikato District Council, is with me. They've come up with an idea. They want to get into the prefab housing business, or they say they've got the land and the timber and the labour and all those sorts of things. So this is to build Kiwi Build. They think that they can make Kiwi Build work. I think we'll need more than some prefab housing, but anyway, land's important. But so they want to get in on the act, and they're looking for investment, so on and so forth. We'll look at this after the news at 6:30. And from JMI Wealth on this Wednesday morning, Andrew Callagher is with us. Hello, Andrew.
Yeah, morning, Larry.
So let's talk about the electronic card spending, which I, you know, quite like, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, look, every month Stats New Zealand release this. It's a report looking at retail card spending. So a bit of a microscope, really, Larry, on what we're doing with the old plastic, where and how much we're spending. And look, quite often we look through this data quite quickly but this time around I thought there was some interesting numbers here in the more sort of generalised context of assessing the state of the local economy. Now, at the headline, it looks pretty good. I mean, spending rose across the board, across all industries, on a monthly basis. So adjusting for seasonal effects, retail card spending rose 0.8%, and it rose 0.6% in May. So you've got a nice series there. But looking at the sector breakdowns, they were all up. Food, booze, furniture, appliances, good pickup in apparel, 1.4% rise there. Probably start of winter has something to do with that. But Larry, things get a bit more interesting when we look at the quarterly numbers. So we look at the numbers for the second quarter. And for the first time since 2008, the quarterly number has fallen. It's down 0.2%. So spending fell in three of the six retail industries. Biggest fall in consumables, that's grocery, liquor, retailing. That was down 0.6%. And the thing is, I think it's way too early to call this a trend, Larry, but it's important. The context here is important. When you think about the lower business confidence numbers, think about the slowing housing market. The question sort of dangling in front of us is whether those issues are affecting consumer spending habits, because there's this self-fulfilling idea behind this. There's some concern that we're getting a bit of momentum falling out of New Zealand economic performance. So it's too early, but certainly that number is sort of one of those eyebrow-raising numbers. You saw, you look at it and you go, got to keep an eye on that. So we'll see how that data series develops.
Now, I saw this headline, the value of Auckland golf courses.
Yeah, look, and Larry, I really debated whether to bring this up or not, because some would say, look, it's not even a topic, talk about the important stuff. But I think this is one of the business decisions that's going to raise a lot of debate and commission. Yeah, we're talking about golf courses. Now, Auckland Council has a problem, right? Well, I mean, you could argue that they've got a number of problems, but let's just focus on the rapidly growing city and the need for infrastructure and the need to pay for it, alongside the need for more houses. But at what cost should those problems be resolved? So the council's looking at the potential value of the assets that it owns. So you've got the marinas, Larry, you've got the holiday parks, you've got the car parks, and then, of course, undeniably, there's all this space taken up with golf courses. Now, first disclosure, Larry, I don't currently play golf. I used to, pretty badly, I might add, as well. So there's no bias here from my point of view.
Yeah, well, you're like Hosking then. Hosking used to play, and he was awful too. He was useless, and he gave up. But anyway, sorry, Andrew, carry on.
Yeah, yeah, I think useless would actually be a euphemism for my golf. Let's move on. The question being asked by the council, could the land be better utilised? The council has currently, I believe, 23 golf courses. Investment bankers Cameron Partners had a look at this in 2015. They estimated the alternative use value for that was a staggering $2.1 billion. So what value, Larry, do you put on the utility of green space and recreational facilities versus the requirement for space and money? And I don't think I need to state the obvious. Once these are gone, they're gone. You'll never see them again. So I can see it becoming quite a heated debate.
Yeah, I'll only say this. I mean, there are probably too many public golf courses. You can cut, you can merge, but you've got to have your green areas, parks. It's not all about houses. Anyway, give us the numbers, if you will.
Yeah, sure. The Dow Jones looking pretty good. It's up 122, 24,897 as we look at it. Small gain in the S&P 500, 2790, and the NASDAQ just down 8 points, 7748. FTSE 100 holding in there despite all the political dramas, 7692, it's up 4. The Nikkei, 22,196. up 0.66%, and Shanghai Composite 2827, they were up 12. Australasia yesterday, we were a little bit weaker. The ASX 200 falling 28 points, 6258, and the NZX 50 coming off its highs down 39 points or 0.4%, closing at 9022. The currencies are virtually unchanged from yesterday, 0.6839 against the US, 0.9162 against the Aussie, 0.582 against the euro, 0.5150 pounds, 76.00 Japanese yen, gold trading at $1,255.93, and Brent crude oil up a bit, Larry, $78.53.
Thanks, Andrew. Talk tomorrow. That is Andrew Callagher, JMI Wealth News Talk ZB 622.